You're listening to Super Yacht Radio.
Welcome to Super Yacht Radio, and welcome to one of my favorite guests, now really a co-host, with me here on the station, Titte Outi Väisänen. Titte, delighted to have you here again, and with another hat on. I mean, we've been talking the past couple of months about life after yachting, and my first time meeting you actually was the Palma Yacht Show back in 2018, I think, where you were at the Palma Yacht Show for, of course, TUVYC Consulting. And I'm delighted to have you here today to talk about something new.
Well, thank you, Mae. Thank you for inviting me. And yes, we are co-hosting and we are doing lots of things together, which is very pleasant. And as you said, Soleil has been what we've been talking about for the last few months, nearly a year now. And that's going from the strength to strength, which we're very happy about. But now, yes, so there is new things on the pipeline.
Time for innovation and looking at new things. And this one is sort of right up everybody's tree, but certainly calling on your previous experience as a yacht chef, which is where you started.
Exactly. This comes from, I think we all love food and like talk about food, and this is that's how Super Yacht Foodie was born. I used to work as a yacht chef, say first sailing in the Caribbean with my husband on the 50-foot boat, and did a lot of provisioning over there. Then continued my career here in the Mediterranean, working on the yachts, and then later on the private villas. And I think that's where the passion for food and understanding for provisioning came from. So, excuse me. Super Yacht Foodie is a new platform for new generation food for super yacht industry. We do not supply the product. We promote the source of the product to the super yacht industry. So, we have very carefully selected 17 companies who we promote in the Mediterranean season for provisioning companies, and also provide 6 yachts with a provisioning basket with samples of these foods to create the demand for provisioning companies. This is in a nutshell what we do.
Super Yacht Foodie is essentially a marketing platform that is going to connect the original food producers and specialty producers with provisioners and onto yacht chefs and yacht stews and those that need it, in essence.
Yes, exactly. That's what we do. And I think it's we want to people to get excited about provisioning again, bringing new healthy, sustainable foods and drinks from, at the moment, from Finland. So these 17 companies are all Finnish-based, and they come from a very clean Finnish nature.
Well, can I add to that? Because I've done a little bit of research about Finnish food, which amazed me. Just on an EU level, you know, Finland comes in as being one of the foods that have the least pesticides, that stopped antibiotic treatment of chickens 12 years ago, where most European countries aren't. And because of all the forestry and water and everything else, it really is extremely clean foods in the best sense of it.
Exactly. And this is what Super Yacht Foodie wants to bring also to the yachting industry. So we very carefully source the products, what we want to promote. And these 17 companies are very much so from Lapland. There is different meat products. There is plant-based products. There's lots of vegan products, gluten-free. And this is something Finland is very specialized to, is special diets at the moment.
Which is interesting, having had a chat recently in January with a yacht chef, Dean, and he was talking about, you know, in some ways, it did make me stand back and take my hat off to yacht chefs because, you know, in a restaurant, there's a set menu, which, you know, they may alternate week to week. On a super yacht, you know, one of the things he was saying is, depending on who your charter guests are on, you can have, you know, needs for vegan food, needs for gluten-free food, all the different food intolerances. And really being able to produce five-star food spontaneously with new ideas and at high standard, but also expected to be hugely unique. And this is where it kind of fits in very nicely, because not only is it looking at all the different areas of food, be it vegan or gluten-free, but it's also looking at very unique products that would not be necessarily as well known. For example, I'm thinking of reindeer as I say that, but there's also, as I discovered, the 36 different types of berries you can get in Finland, you know, some very unique foods, which might not necessarily be part of the norm or part of what would be in a provisioner's list.
Exactly. And we also been doing the study behind this, of course, before launching this platform. And it's not only about the guest food or the owner's food, it's also about the crew food. So the crew food is as big market as the owner's food is nowadays. And also the crew is very health conscious. So there's lots of products which are for breakfast mueslis, which are vegan and all kind of spread to, over top of your yogurts and freeze-dried berries and things. So it kind of covers those both markets. And of course, the reindeer, as you said, so reindeer is something what we have been now tasting with a few provision companies already, and they've been amazed how nice and lean and healthy and sustainable the reindeer food is, as it is a wild animal anyway.
Yeah, and the other thing that strikes me, you know, both on the yacht crew and the charter guest side, is although starting off it's looking at Finnish food, it's a very international palate that yachts have. So between the crew and the guests, there are delicacies from all over the world that would be culturally appealing. And in some ways, not necessarily, well, I mean, there are certain things from France and Italy that, you know, are traditional and that we know, but there are some very unique foods from many different cultures that don't necessarily come into the usual provisioning menu.
Exactly. And now we have been discovering the Finnish food. And this is, of course, only the first stage of Super Yacht Foodie. But it's been interesting to see the good feedback both from the provisioners and already from the yachts, that they find something new and something different to offer both for the crew and for the owners.
So there will be a platform of social media that will be promoting it. We are delighted as well to be talking as well with some of the provisioners and some chefs and getting ideas. But going to the baskets, which just sound divine, you have been putting together baskets of a selection of different foods to bring to the super yacht so they can try them out and see what they think and figure out interesting menus with them.
Exactly. And this is part of the demand creation, what is special about this. So not only showing the new products to the provisioning companies and provisioners, but only taking them directly to the end user, if you want to say so, the crew and the yacht chefs, so they can actually try it and sample it and give us feedback. So we have done in this basket we call it the chef's basket. There is 100 products, so it's not a small basket.
Wow.
there is reindeer meat, as you said. So that's something which is very interesting for everybody. There's plant-based proteins, a new style of protein. There is healthy bars. There's protein bars, which are all gluten-free, and most of them are vegan. Then there is the berries. There is snacks. There is drinks. There is special beers, gluten-free beers, non-alcoholic drinks. And then one big thing is water. So that's also a thing what being studied, that Finland has the cleanest water in the world. And we have two different water brands coming from deep down from the earth. And the other one is, of course, Santa Claus water, as the Santa Claus is also from Finland. Mm-hmm. And the other one is called Kuohu, which is a new product, but I think it's going to be a new future for the yacht. Is going to be also water menus on the side of the wine nests.
So very unique waters that, I mean, are not like our usual Evians or Perrier's type. But knowing you, this will also probably be in glass bottles and not plastic bottles. It's a water experience more than just a water source.
Exactly. These are waters which are going to be drunken with your lunch or dinner instead of wine or with the wine, but very special, special tasting clean waters. And we are very aware of the sustainability and also tracking back where the food is coming from. And even the snack packages, which they have a special oat snacks, they even have the producer of the oats mentioned on the packages. So you can really look into which field did the oat come from. And I think that's something which is very interesting nowadays, that you can trace back your food to the field.
Yeah, and sourcing where it's actually coming from, I think is quite unique, because actually if you think of generally what we get from the supermarket, we have no idea very often where it comes from or exactly what's in it either, you know. And tell me about the drinks a little bit too.
Well, so there is both hard liquor. So there is one Calvados type of apple brandy made in Åland, which is in Finnish archipelago. It has been winning lots of awards from the world. And it has a small sister, which is an apple liqueur. Lovely product too. Then, as I mentioned already, so there is the waters. Then there is some microbrewery beers. There's also gin long drinks, mixed drinks, and a few very interesting soft drinks too, which is, one is called Soulmate, which is naturally caffeine, includes natural caffeine and also has the vitamins in it and is very low in calories. So I think products which are really fitting to the industry, which is health conscious, and also there is no added e-numbers on those products. So that suits us good.
And finally, one of my favorite topics being chocolate and sweet things. salted licorice, I have to say, was a new one on me. I have yet to be convinced about licorice. I appreciate it's an acquired taste, but I'm sure you might convince me yet. But on the sweet side, there's a few delicacies there as well, other than your healthy berry versions.
Exactly. And we like to mix the healthy with the non so healthy. So there's a few chocolate producers. There's chocolate with chocolate protein bars, which is something quite many people nowadays like to use. And of course, a busy yacht, so they are a good source of fast energy. Then there's special vegan vegan, gluten-free chocolates, which come directly from Lapland. They are mixed with Lapish berries and berries for what I don't think you find in many other places in the world, like cloudberry and lingonberries straight from the forest. Then we, of course, have also the handmade chocolates from Fazer, which is one of the biggest chocolate factories in Finland. And those are more for as a guest gift and giveaways, nice, lovely packages and fantastic chocolate inside. So those are on the chocolate side. But yes, the problem is at the moment being in the office surrounded with all that chocolate.
Yes, I appreciate that. Although I have to say, I have discovered through a friend who set up a company called Chocolate and Love, when it's really good chocolate, and he kind of converted me to dark chocolate, I discovered the chocolate addiction that we get when we eat our Cadburys or our milk chocolate, you know, where you tend to eat the whole bar. With really good, high quality chocolate, it's much more about the experience and you don't feel the same compulsion to eat the whole bar. I'm not sure if I could restrain myself too much if I was in your position though.
Anyway, so this chocolate factory I told you about, which is up in Lapland called Taiga Chocolates. So they also do a reindeer chocolate and a fish chocolate.
So, really?
Yes. They have dried fish on top of the chocolate, and I tasted it with few provisioners, and it had very kind of divided ideas. It has a salty, a bit fishy, fatty taste with the dark chocolate. I liked it myself, and I definitely think that if you offer that to your clients after your lovely charter meal, so it's definitely going to be a discussion point that did you like the reindeer chocolate or did you like the fish chocolate? So these are the things what we want to promote. And with these companies too, so they are all quite small. And I don't think they would have a possibility to come to an international market going through the traditional channels, if I would say so, going to Carrefour, somebody orders, so they don't have the capacity to actually produce the amounts what the big chains would need. So this also gives them a good opportunity to come to a very global market and be able to get to the, how would I say, to the
end
table. Palette tables. So that's also what I like, and it's also helping this small producer. And we are, of course, in the future trying to and will also widen our range to other countries, not only Finland, but I'm sure there is going to be lots of other small producer who are willing to enter the superyacht market.
Lovely. And looking forward in the year, we are all keeping our fingers crossed, but with the optimism that this autumn will be easier and the Monaco Yacht Show will be going ahead, there is also a live event where people can come and experience some of these foods as well.
Exact. As talking about Life of the Yachting again with you for many times, So Life of the Yachting is going to have an event on the 18th of September at the Monaco Yacht Club. And we are going to combine these two new initiatives so that Super Yacht Foodie will be serving the food and giving all the tasters out for the people who come to meet us at the Life of the Yachting event. And that's hopefully going to please everybody, and I'm sure the producer is going to be very happy to provide us with the taste of Finland with the Life of the Yachting event.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I was going to say additionally as well, there will be going forward some events whether they're virtual or in person, where you will have chefs working with the food and giving menu ideas of different things to do, because some of these are quite unique foods that I'm sure sort of inspiration of the best way to cook it or how to prepare it or what to pair it with is going to be helpful as well.
Exactly. And we're of course going to have our own chefs helping with recipes, but we also invite all the yacht chefs to explore and send us videos and ideas and asking us for advice if there is any needed, how to use these products. And yes, so this is what we're also going to talk on the radio in June and July later on about different brands of food which is coming from there and how to prepare it and what's the history of it and all the interesting things.
Fantastic. I so look forward to that, as well as, you know, fingers crossed of experiencing it firsthand at Monaco and getting to meet them all and taste it. I think at the moment, you know, for everybody, food is a unifying experience in the past year. And I know many people who have, you know, got a lot more into cookery programs or a lot more. So even generically, you know, I think food is a great topic right now, but looking at bringing in different kinds of food and international foods and quite a unique smorgasbord for the yachting industry is just fantastic. Delighted to be part of it.
Exactly. And we are also looking forward to doing this 3 times a year. So also following the yachting seasons. So of course, now we are in the Mediterranean season, entering it, and at least here from southern France, it looks quite good with the COVID situation at the moment, and we are hoping everything to open very soon. And then we're also going to open our eyes already towards the Caribbean season and do a similar kind of thing over there. And then hopefully by the beginning of the year, so we're going to move to Far East and be present also there. So this is going to be a continuous 3-season thing for us, as it is for the yachts too. And yeah, we'll see. I'm really looking forward to this initiative as it tastes really good.
And getting back to your roots, you know, it's funny how sometimes certain things make us feel like we've gone full circle.
Yeah, and also it feels very easy as you know what the chefs are going through and what kind of products they need. Of course, the time when I was a chef, it's a few years ago already, but I don't think the routines has changed a lot. And the demands of the clients are for sure even higher. But understanding the help we can give with a bit different products and how to surprise your guests with reindeer or with dried berries. So that's what we are trying to do.
Bring something special and unique to the menu as well that wouldn't be offered normally. Tita, if people want to find out more about Super Yacht Foodie, I know already there's a fantastic Instagram presence and Facebook presence going on, but what's the best way to get in touch?
Well, as you said, so I think Instagram at the moment is the most active together with Facebook. And that's the way where to follow us and to see what's new. At the moment, we are promoting one of our partners a week. So there's a story behind the company, the pictures. There's also on our Linktree all the different companies we work with at the moment. So you can just go there and have a look and see what's interesting and of course, send us a message. As I said in the beginning, our aim is not to sell the product. Our aim is to market the product and market the source of the product and get the provisioners to do their job what they don't do so well and what they know. So this is, we are very happy to give give contact details and any advice or knowledge you want to know about the product.
Fantastic. Well, Tita, a woman with many hats, but I'm delighted to be able to wear my basketball hat with you on this one. And I wish you the very best of luck. And you can find more about Super Yacht Foodie on Instagram at Super Yacht Foodie, similar to Facebook. And drop them a message. They've been putting up some really interesting content, even though it's really just launched. There's already a lot of information up there. And going forward, there will be more and more coming in. So keep an eye on it and follow it and find out if there's something unique that you have never thought about.
Exactly. And please follow us on those social media channels. And also let us know if there is a special food that needs to be promoted or wants to be promoted. So we are very happy to get in contact and see what we can do together and give even the smallest of the producers a possibility to enter this fantastic industry.
Yeah. My favorite hashtag for this year is hashtag together we are stronger. And I feel that this is a lovely demonstration of it. You know, small producers have someone bigger and connected as a marketing platform, which reaches to an even bigger audience. And it's a great way to be doing 2021.
Exactly. And it's very positive, as it's not competing with anybody. It's just bringing new information and new products to the industry. So I think we think and hope that we can all enjoy those and ladies in Monaco. So I will make sure that we have enough samples for everybody who wants to come and join the Life After Yachting event and meet us over there and meet the producers over there too.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Tita, for joining me today. And I will be seeing you again this week with an hour with Avanish. But delighted to see this up and running. It's been a very exciting project to see develop, and can't wait to see more.
Thank you very much, May, for inviting me in. And I'm sure we're going to hear more about the Super Yacht Foodie during the summer, doing a few programs about the special foods. And as said, ladies in Monaco.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Tita. And thank you for tuning in and listening. And to find out more, head to Instagram or Facebook for Super Yacht Foodies. Stay well, stay safe wherever you are.
This is Super Yacht Radio.